Yeah, again, in the middle of Machlokes, what the pshat the Machlokes is in the Mishnah between Beisham and Beis Hillel, an egg that was born on Yom Tov. What's the reason why it's also? So far we have two reasons. Rav Nachman said the reason was the Machlokes the Muksa. And Rabbi said the Machlokes was in Achana the Rabbah. Rabbi's new Yisoid that even Achana B'day Shemayim, here the egg was created yesterday on Shabbos, and Sunday is a Yom Tov, so you're not allowed to eat the egg on Yom Tov because Shabbos was Mechin for Yom Tov, and that's awesome. That's two reasons so far. Now we're up to a third reason. A Bezim about him. Rav Yosef, last two lines. Rav Yosef Omar Gzeira Mishum Peres HaNoshrim. The reason why Beis Hillel says an egg that's born on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to eat it, we're talking about even the case that the mother is Oymed L'Achila. The mother you're going to shecht. So the egg is not Muksa. There's nothing wrong with the egg. So why does Beis Hillel say you can't eat the egg? It's Gzeira Mishum Peres HaNoshrim. We're afraid, just like the Locher is, fruits that fall off the tree on Yom Tov or on Shabbos, you're not allowed to eat the fruit. Even though now it's no issa, there's no issa deraisa pulling it off the tree, it fell off already. It's Gzeira though, maybe you come to pull the fruits off the tree. So that's Gzeira Peres HaNoshrim. Peres that fell off the tree on Shabbos or on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to eat them. So B'chlal, that Gzeira is an egg also. An egg is like a fruit that fell off the tree, came out of the mother. That's why the egg is awesome. So the Havamina is that it's Gzeira, if you eat the egg, maybe you come to eat fruit that fell on the floor. So Maras HaKash, Omalei Abaya, Peres HaNoshrim, even if you have this apple now that fell off the tree today on Yom Tov, of a time am I, what's the reason why you can't eat the apple today? Is the Churasoni Gzeira, Shema Yalav Yitlash, it's only Gzeira Midrabonan, that maybe you climb up the tree and pull off the apples. If it'll be Mati, you eat the apple that came off the tree today, the Gzeira is maybe you go up and pull it off. In other words, really, Midraisa, it's Mutta to eat the fruit. It came off the tree already. Even Midrabonan, the only Shala should be as Muksa. So according to Reb Shimon Shita, that does know for Muksa, the fruit really is Mutta to eat. Because even before Shabbos, a person like his Oymed is waiting, maybe that fruits will fall off the tree. So when they fall off the tree on Shabbos, really there's no Issa Muksa. Therefore, the only reason why you can't eat the fruits that fell off the tree, because it's a gzeira. Shem yalav yitlish. Maybe you go and pull off another apple, like Rashi says, the yitlish, they have a yisura diraisa. This will be an issa diraisa. Ta'inu kaitzer, shuav malachas. One of the lamates malachas, kaitzer, cutting off fruit. So it's only gzeira. So Fretti Gemara Kashom, he goof a gzeira. Not eat the fruit that fell off the tree is only yosem ed rabon. It's only gzeira. If so, the anan nekum v'nigza gzeira l'gzeira. Usually it's a klal, we don't make gzeira on gzeira. So teeth the fruit is only yosem ed rabonin. So the havamina is, not teeth this egg that came out of the mother's stomach on Yom Tov is like gzeira otto peris that came off the tree today. Now even the fruits that came off the tree today, it's only yosem ed rabonin. So the klal is, we don't make gzeira l'gzeira. So the Gemara says, no. Kula chod gzeira hi. I tell you, Rav Yosef holds, it's all one big gzeira. When the Rabbanan went to make the gzeira, not eat fruits that fell off a tree on Yom Tov, in that gzeira was not eat an egg that came out of the mother's stomach today. Because it's like the same thing. It's like a fruit coming off from the place where it's growing. Just like a fruit when it comes off the tree, who had in the egg is coming out of the place where it was grown, it's one gzeira. Rashi says, Chod gzeira hi. Lo shetezu gzeira. It's not like one gzeira totally in another gzeira. That he said, don't eat the egg because maybe you'll come to eat the fruit that fell off the tree. No. Ella, it's like this. Kishanim nava gozru. Al peres hanoshrin, when the Rabbanan sat down to make this gzeira, not eat fruit that fell off the tree today on Shabbos on Yom Tov. Af beitza hoysa b'mashma. Even an egg was b'chlal that gzeira. V'af agav delespe mishum talisha. Even though the reason of the gzeira doesn't apply by an egg. Because the reason why you can't eat the apple that fell off, because we're afraid you'll come to pull off the apple off the tree. Now an egg, you can't pull the egg out of the mother's stomach. Miyu, still, michlal gzeiras chacham hoysa. It's michlal that one gzeira. Shafi prihanosher. It's also daima to a fruit that's falling out the place where it was grown. The place where the egg was grown was in the mother's stomach. So when it falls out, when it comes out, it's michlal the gzeira. So it's a kloshen of chod gzeiru. In other words, if they wouldn't have made this gzeiru of an egg, people will come to say, who adin you allowed to eat the fruit that fell off the tree? That they'll say it's a joke. How come an apple no and an egg yes? It's the same thing. So So when the Rabbanim went to make Gzeira, not eat the apple that falls off the tree, they also had to include not eat the egg that comes out of the mother's stomach. So the kids, it's one Gzeira. It's Chod Gzeira. That's Rabbi Yosef's Tam. Rabbi Yitzchak, the fourth man of the Yom, says another reason. Rabbi Yitzchak, you know why the Mishnah says, according to Beis Hillel, you're not allowed to eat this egg that was born on Yom Tov? Gzeira Mishom Mashkin Shezavu. It's another Gzeira with the Rabbanim. Mashkin Shezavu means the liquid, the juice that comes out of the fruits, it's also to drink, even if it came out by itself. That's called Mashkin Shezavu. Rashi says, Mishamashkin Shezavu, Dekaimalon Asurun Laboy Bayoim, on Yom Tov or on Shabbos, you're not allowed to drink the juice. Kiritnan, Im Yotsu Mayatsman Asurun. Let's say you have grapes or you have oranges, so Pshit, you're not allowed to squeeze out the juice yourself. But let's say by itself something fell on top of the grape and the juice came out of it. So midrai, so you're allowed to drink the juice now. You didn't do anything wrong. But midrabanan, though, it's also. It's exactly where you come to squeeze the grapes to get the juice out of it. Now, a beitza nami, an egg also. Dam yelu, it's daima to this. Shezovu v'yotis mimokim shesa blua. It like comes out of the place where it was blua, where it was swallowed into. Like before the egg was in the mother's stomach. Now when it comes out, it's the same thing like this juice that's coming out of the grape. Before the juice was sapped up in the grape, before the egg was sapped up in the mother's stomach, just like the juice comes out, the same thing the egg comes out, so the same way they made Gzeira not to drink the juice that comes out of the fruit, in that Gzeira was not to eat the egg that comes out of the mother's stomach. So Amalai Abaya, Abaya has the kasha, same kasha about Rav Yitzchak now. Mashkin Shezovu Taimamai, what's the reason why you're not allowed to drink this juice that came out of the olive? That came out of the grape by itself on Shabbos or Yom Tov. If by itself something fell on top of the grape, and now the juice came out, why can you drink that juice? It's Gzeirom Shema Yitzchoit. It's only Gzeirom because if it let you drink the juice, you see it's good, and you want to drink more juice, so you come to take more grapes and squeeze out grapes, which is an Issa D'Oraisa. So that's why they said you can't drink the juice that comes out of the grape. So L'chura Hi Gufa Gzeirom. It's only Gzeirom not to drink the juice that comes out of the grapes. The Anan and we, Nekom, we should get up, Venig Zagzera Lagzera, we should make Gzera Lagzera. That's always the cloud. If something's only Yossim with Rabbonin, you don't make another Gzera not to do that Issim with Rabbonin. Because since it's only with Rabbonin, we don't make a Gzera Lagzera. The Rashi before brought down Sukkim like this. There's a Posik, Ushmatim es Mishmarti. That means also Mishmeris, Kalema Gzera le Mishmarti, Luterosai, Falei Mishmeris le Mishmeris. But you don't make a Gzera Lagzera. We only make a Gzera not to be over Nisa Diraisa. But in Adin de Rabbanan, you don't make a Gzeira L'Gzeira. So I'll come here, that's a bias kasha, why do we ask to not eat the egg? Because you come to drink the juice that comes out of the grapes, that's only the Rabbanan, you don't make a Gzeira on a Gzeira. So the Moran says, no, the same teretz, kula chod Gzeira hi. It's one big Gzeira. When the Rabbanan went to make the Gzeira not to drink the juice of the grapes, they had to also ask her not to eat the egg that comes out of the mother's stomach. Because it looks to people like it's one Gzeira. Just like the egg comes out of the mother's stomach, was sapped up in them, the same thing, juice comes out of the grape. So if you tell them with the egg you could eat, people think you're allowed to eat the juice also. And they will know one's Gzeira was not Gzeira. Therefore, it's one big Gzeira. The Rashi says, Chod Gzeira hi, the Rashi could appreciate. Kishagozru al-mashkin shezovu, af beit soysev al-mashma. It's not a Gzeira, but it's bechlau that first Gzeira. In other words, you can't have the first Gzeira not to drink the juice that comes out of the grapes, unless the Rabbanim would also add not to eat the egg that comes out of the mother's stomach. Because if not, people say it's a joke. How come this yet, that no, it looks alike. It's both things that are balua, swallowed up in something else. So these are the four reasons we have so far why Beis Hillel says the beya that's born on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to eat. Either it's Als Muksa, or else it's Achon of the Rabbo, or else Rabbi Yisus says it's Als Perish and Oshru, or Rabbi Yitzchak says it's Mashkin Shezovu. So the Gemara explains now, why does one argue on the other? How come one doesn't know from the other reasoning of the other one? Gemara says like this, Kula k'rav Nachman l'yarmi. All of them don't hold like a Nachman Svara that says Mishum Muksa, the first reason, Ki Kushin. Because we already asked the question. Like we had the first kasha, the Gemara asked the kasha and Rav Nachman, if Yod the Machlekes is a Muksa, why does it only say the Machlekes upon the Beya? There should also be a Machlekes upon the mother. In other words, we're talking about where the mother is Oymer the God of Beitim. The mother you do not have das to eat, the mother you want to raise to have eggs. So the mother is muksa. So why does Beis Hillel only say you can't eat the egg? He should have also said you can't eat the mother either. And Beis Shammah that says you could eat the egg should have said, who are then you allowed to eat the mother? Since the Mishnah doesn't say he, you Beis Hillel, that's why it's not mashma to machlokes amuksa. So that's why the other man, the Yomim, Rabbah, and Rabbi Yitzchak and Rabbi Yosef do not like Rabbi Nachman's pshat. Vayta Karabah namel Yomri. How come the other three man, the Yomim, don't hold like Rabbi's pshat asachon of the Rabbah? We're afraid that where Yom Tov comes out on Sunday, right after Shabbos. So since the egg was finished in the mother's stomach yesterday on Shabbos, it's considered like Shabbos is preparing for Yom Tov, and you're not allowed to have that. You have to have choyl, a weekday has to prepare for Shabbos. But there it is, hachona leslu. They don't hold for such an issa hachona. Without you not doing any maista b'yadayim, it's only b'day shemayim, so they don't hold for hachona the Rabbah. That's a chiddush hachona the Rabbah. Really, we didn't do anything. The Eibishter did it. The Eibishter meant it that the egg should be finished on Shabbos, so today we can eat it today on Yom Tov, but we didn't do anything, so we don't hold. We hold there's no such issa. There's no issa hachona the Rabbah. Even though the egg was created yesterday on Shabbos, if it's born today on Sunday Yom Tov, you're allowed to eat it. So that's why they don't hold for the hachona the Rabbah. They have to hold other reasons, either as al smuks or else as these two gezeres. Ella, but our question is, Rabbi Yosef, my time aloyamak Rabbi Yitzchak. How can Rabbi Yosef, that says the reason is Mishum Perish and Oshru, the apple that fell off the tree, why doesn't he also agree to Rabbi Yitzchak's time? Mishum Perish, Mishum Mashkin Shezovu. Like, what's the difference? These two reasonings are both reasonings in gezeres with the Rabbonin, why they said an egg is also teat. So, why does one argue on the other? Why doesn't one hold from the other reason? So more says like this. Omaloch, Rabbi Yisrael will say like this. Beitza ochla. Beitza is an ochla is food. Uperis ochla. And peris apples that fall off the tree is also an ochla. So it's one gzera. Don't eat this egg after you come to eat the apple that fell off the tree today. Lafuke mashkin. Mashenke, not that there's a gzera not to drink the juice that comes out of the grapes on Shabbos. That's because it's a mashke, it's liquid. The lav ochla, it's not called an ochla. So who are then a beitza is not called a mashke. A beitza, an egg, is a food, not liquid. So that's Rabbi Yosef's time that the gzeirah should not be mishum mashkin shezovu, because it doesn't apply to an egg. An egg is not a mashke, an egg is not liquid, an egg is a solid. So therefore the gzeirah of perish and ashram, that applies to an egg. An egg is a solid, and an apple is a solid. So a pastic gzeirah, when the yasad not eat the apple that fall off on Shabbos Yom Tov, in that gzera was not to eat the egg that's born on Yom Tov. Mashenke, to make a gzera mishum damashkin, the juice that comes out of the grapes, what does juice have to do with eggs? That's Rabbi Yosef's time. Very good. Moreska now, for Rabbi Yitzchak though, my time will yomak Rabbi Yosef, the Chur Rabbi Yosef said a very good reason. So how come Rabbi Yitzchak, how come he says an egg is the gzera mishum mashkin shezavu? He else know. Rabbi Yitzchak said there's the gzera. Just like you can't drink the juice that comes out of the grapes by itself on Shabbos, you can't eat the egg that's born on Shabbos. And he doesn't hold from Rabbi Yitzchak's time, Mishum Perish and Usher. Like, how come? Why not? Why doesn't he say an egg is more daima to the apple that fell off the tree? Why does he say it's more daima to the juice that comes out of the grapes? So the Gemara answers like this. Omaloch, he'll say, Rabbi Yitzchak will tell you like this. Beitza Belua. Beitza is swallowed, it's like covered up in the mother's stomach. Like yesterday, it's covered up in the mother's stomach, that's where the egg is. Umashkin Beluyin. Who are din mashkin also? This juice that's coming out of the grapes, before it came out, where was it? We didn't see the juice, you don't see it. It's hidden, it's below, it's swallowed up in the grape itself. So that's why an egg is doima to the mashkin, to the juice. Lafuke peris. Mashenke, these apples that came off the tree today, the miglu v'kaimu, everybody sees it. Even when it was on the tree, you could see the apple. Now when it falls off, you can also see the apple. So those gzeiras of something that falls off the tree is only something that's nigla, you can see it. Mashenke, here, this egg, the egg you can't see, you saw the hen, you didn't see the egg. So therefore, the egg is not daima to peris, it's more daima to mashkin shezavu. Just like mashkin, you can't see the mashkin before, it's covered up in the grape, then the egg is also covered up. Trashi blua, but teichatana girl is inside the stomach, inside the hen. The zavul chutz, and then it comes out. Or mashkin is the same thing, bluyin, becharzin, the zavul chutz. The mashkin is also inside the fruit, and then it comes outside. So that's why Rabbi Yosef says That's what Rabbi Yitzchak says, it's more of a svara that the gzeira of an egg is because you come to drink the juice that comes out of the grapes, and not because of the peris that fall off the tree. Good. So this is the four-way machlekes. Now the Gemara says, v'sama yediyah, v'yaf Rabbi Yechanan, sova gzeira mishamashkin shezavu. Rabbi Yechanan also holds, like Rabbi Yitzchak, that the reason in our Mishnah, why Beis Hillel says an egg that's born on Yontif, you're not allowed to eat it, is the reason it's mechlal v'gzeira, you're not allowed to drink the juice that comes out of the fruits on Shabbos, even by itself. What's the Rai Rabbi Yechanan holds like that? To Rabbi Yechanan, Ramid Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Yudah. Because we see that Rabbi Yechanan asked for a stira in Rabbi Yudah. He asked the stira in Rabbi Yudah and Rabbi Yudah, or Mishanin, he gives a teretz. Now the only reason why it's the stira in Rabbi Yudah and Rabbi Yudah, if you hold from Rabbi Yitzchak's time, that the reason why the egg is osur is because of the gzerim is shemashkin shezovu, like we'll soon see. Tanan, we learned like this, the Mishnah in Shabbos, ein seichte nesa peris, lohitza mehen mashkin. This everybody holds. And now let us squeeze out grapes or olives, that's also midiraisa, and pomegranates, that's also midirabonin. And now let us squeeze out fruits on Shabbos to get the juice out of it. What about the imyotzu meyatzman? Let's say by itself, something fell on top of grapes, and now the juice starts to come out. The imyotzu meyatzman, the juice comes out by itself. The locher is asurin. That's the rabbonin shita. That mashkin shezovu by itself is also awesome. It's rabbonin, it's awesome. Today on Shabbos or Yom Tov, it's also Gzeira Shema Yisrael. It's Gzeira, maybe you come to like the juice, and you come to squeeze out the juice, and that's also. So he said you can't drink the juice. Rabbi Yehuda says, it depends. Imli Oichlin, if these fruits, these pomegranates or oranges, you bought, you took them home, Almanas Titzem, you did not have in mind to squeeze out the juice of the orange. You bought this orange from Kavona in mind to eat it. So you brought it home to eat. Simli Yoichlon, then we say Hayotzim Mihen Mutter. Even the juice that comes out of it on Shabbos, you're allowed to eat, drink it. Because there's no Gzerum, you'll come to squeeze out the rest of them. Because that wasn't your intention when you bought it. When you bought these grapes, you bought the Ramanas Titim. So even though later some juice comes out of it, we're not afraid to say that if you drink the juice and like it, you'll squeeze out more. No, since you bought them, Titim, the juice that comes out is Mutter. V'im l'mashkin, let's say you bought these grapes almanas to squeeze out after Shabbos to make wine from it, then even Rabbi Yudah's Maida, that hayyot semien osur, what comes out on Shabbos even by itself, then it's osur. This is what Rabbi Yudah said. So Rabbi Yechanan said that Alma, what do we see from Rabbi Yudah? That kol oichlin, any type of a food, l'Rabbi Yudah, uchla diafrasu. Food, in other words, if you bought these grapes almanas to eat it, then we say the svari is the juice that comes out of the grape is considered like a piece of the food. It's a piece of the grape. So just like you're allowed to eat the grapes, you're allowed to eat the juice that comes out of it also. But since the purpose of it is for eating it, anything eating, a part that comes off it, is also called food. And there's no gzera of mashkin shezavu, it's called uchla diafrasum. It's called the piece of the grape. Just like you're allowed to take the grape and cut it in half and eat each half by itself, the same thing, the juice that comes out of it, since your purpose of these grapes, what eat the grape is called an eichel, so any part that comes out of the grape is also called an eichel, and therefore you're allowed to eat it. That's what Rabbi Yechanan learns out from Rabbi Yehuda. So now Rabbi Yechanan asks for stira. I have a stira. Uriminu, I have a kasha now. I have a kasha from our halacha about a beitza that's born on Yom Tov. That what? We learn the Gemara in Ervin. V'yoydom Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said like this. Mas na'odom al kilkolo shel peris. Let's say you have a basket of fruits that you've got to take off Trumas and Isis. And the locher is, you're not allowed to take off Trumas and Isis on Yom Tov. So when you have 2 days Yom Tov, so at the Sveik of the Yom, you don't know which day is Yom Tov, which way is not. So there's an Eitzah. On the first day Yom Tov, like make it tonight. Take this basket of fruits and say like this. If today is Yom Tov, I don't want to take off Trumas and Isis today. I'll take off the Trumas and Isis tomorrow. But if today is Choyol, then I want the Trumas and Maaseh to be Chal today. And you do the same thing tomorrow also. Tomorrow is the second of Yom Tov. It's like this. If today is really Yom Tov, so then I made already the Afroshah Truma yesterday. I'm allowed to eat it today. But if yesterday was Yom Tov, so I didn't want to be Mafresh yesterday, but today is Choyol, then I'm making the Trumas and Maaseh today. You're allowed to do that. So it comes the second of Yom Tov, Memonashach, you're allowed to eat these fruits now. Because Memonashach, the Maaseh Afroshah was done on a Choyol. Either was done yesterday was Choyol, or else was done today is Choyol. Because even though we keep both days Yom Tov, It's only because of Sveika we don't know which day really is Yom Tov and which day is not. So that's the Eitzah to make to eat your fruits the second day. Now Rav Yehuda says, V'chein Beitzah Shenol Debarishin. The same thing, an egg that's born the first day Yom Tov in Chutz Loretz, where we keep 2 days Yom Tov, you should know, Teyochal B'sheini. On the second day you'll not eat it. Because in Manashach, one of these 2 days was Chol. It was born yesterday, the first day. So if the first day is Yom Tov, I'm allowed to eat it the second day, because the second day is Chol. If the second day is Yom Tov, then it was born yesterday, which was Chol. So in Manashach, the second day I'm allowed to eat it. That's what Rav Yehuda said. Now the Diyuk is, B'sheini in. When you're allowed to eat this egg, only on the second day. But the Rishon Loi, the first day Yom Tov when the egg was born, you're not allowed to eat the egg today. So you see, Rabbi Yehuda also holds, like our Mishnah, that Beitzilu says that Beitzah Shenod, the Yom Tov is Loi Teichol. You're not allowed to eat the egg today on Yom Tov. So Rabbi Yechonon asked for Stira. Now the Kasha, what's the big Stira? Like, what does one have to do with the other? Rabbi Yehuda just said a Svarim that by Mashkin, when do we say Sekzera, the juice comes out of the grapes? You're not allowed to drink the juice, only if the grapes are oimed from Ashken. You wanted to squash the grapes to get the juice, then we say the juice that comes out of saucer. But in the case where you bought the grapes, I'm not to eat them, it was called an oichel. So if Yehuda Shita then was, even the juice that comes out of it, you're allowed to drink the juice if it came out by itself. Because uchla, the afras, by uchla, you don't have the exer of Mashken Shazavu. So now, what does that have to do with a beyer that's born on Yom Tov? Like, what's up, Yechid and Stirum? That here, if Yehuda holds, that an egg that's born the first day Yom Tov, you're not allowed to eat it the first day. It's only a question the second day Yom Tov you're allowed to eat it, but not the first day. So what's the kasha? Elamai Tzurai, Rabbi Yehuda learns that what's the reason, Rabbi Yechon learns, what's the reason in our Mishnah? Why is the Beitza also to eat the first day Yom Tov? Only because it's Xerah, like Rabbi Yitzchak says, Mishumashkin Shezavu. It's Xerah that if you come to eat this egg, who then you come to eat juice that comes out of the Paris? That's Xerah. Now the kasher is, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it doesn't apply such a gzeira, because the egg for sure is an eichel. The egg is not liquid. The egg is something you can eat. And Rabbi Yehuda's sheet is, on an eichel, on food, you don't say it's mashkin shizovu, you say it's uchel diafras. Like the egg can't be better than you have grapes that you bought the grapes to eat them. Still we say when the juice comes out on Yom Tov, you're allowed to eat the juice. You're allowed to drink it. There's no gzeira on this mashkin. Why? Because since the grape is called the food, when it's called the food, there's no gzeira on the mashkin that comes out of it. The mashkin is called a piece of eichel. It's called a part of the grape. So an egg for sure the same thing. An egg is called an eichel. You don't eat a raw egg like you eat it, cook it up first, you make it into an eichel. So since an egg is called an eichel, that's the kasha. Well, how could Rabbi Yehuda be moida? Then an egg that's born the first day Yom Tov, you're not allowed to eat it. Like, why not? So it's a mashma, Rabbi Yechonon learned up that the reason why Yehuda said it's aser is mishumashkin shezavu. That's Rabbi Yechonon's stira, I have a stira in Rabbi Yehuda. If Rabbi Yehuda says that by grapes to oimid lachila, there's no gzerum, so how can an egg be worse? Rashi says, b'sheini in b'rishin lai. Alma, what do we see? That komidi dizav mim koimai, anything that runs out of its place, b'yomtif. Even though it's an eichel, an egg is called an eichel. So even though an eichel runs from the mother's stomach out, you're not allowed to eat this egg. So how could you say, when you bought grapes, someone asked to eat them, the juice that comes out is mutter, if you say the egg is osir, the juice there should also be osir. So that was Rabbi Yechon and Esther Stira in Rabbi Yehuda. Omishani, what did Rabbi Yechon have to answer? Umeshani Rabbi Yechonon, Mukhlefes HaShita, after change around the Shita, Enech Nami. Rabbi Yehuda was the one that said Stam, that Teres, Mashkin, Shezov was also. Rabbi Yehuda is a Tanakam like. He says, just like you're not allowed to squeeze out the juice, if the juice came out by itself, you're not allowed to eat it. Whether you bought the grapes to eat, or whether you bought it to drinking, in both cases, Rabbi Yehuda Shita is, you're not allowed to drink the juice. And it's the Rabbanan that say, he changes around the Rabbanan say, that if you bought the grapes, I'll not eat it, then we say the juice that comes out is mutter. So now, omidu ko mir milu adodi, since you see Rabbi Yechon Esther Festir and Rabbi Yehuda, shemamin achod ataymahu, you see that Rabbi Yechon learned that what's the reason why Rabbi Yehuda said that bey is also in the Mishnah, it's only also mishum mashkin shezavu. He also like Rabbi Yitzchak. So once Yod Mishamaskin Shezavu, then it's a stirin of Yehuda, and therefore we have to change around the Shita, that Rabbi Yehuda Shita is an Echnami. Grapes, even though they're oimetit, even though it's called an Eichel, still, the juice that comes out of it, there's still the Gzerah, but the Rabbanan, you're not allowed to drink the juice on Yom Tov. That's why a Beitzah that's born on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to eat it. Weiter. Ravina, when Ravina says no, you don't have to change around the Rabbi Yehuda. Ravina, I don't have to change around the Rabbi Yehuda. Even though Rabbi Yehuda says on grapes that you bought for eating purposes, there's no Gzerah of Maskin Shezavu, then the kasher is, how can Rabbi Yehuda said that the Beitzah that's born the first day Yom Tov, you're allowed to eat it the second day, but not the first day? Like, why can't you eat it the first day? Since it's called an Eichel, it should be Mutatit. So I'll tell you, Rabbi Yehuda le Divrayim de Rabbanu Karmelhu. Rabbi Yehuda is only saying back according to the Rabbanu Shita. That means, Lididi, according to me, myself, Rabbi Yehuda, I feel a Barisha Namishori. True, even the first day Yom Tov, an egg that's born the first day Yom Tov, you're allowed to eat it. Why? The Yochel of the Afrasu. That's my Shita. Rabbi Yehuda holds that on an Eichel, on food, when it's separated, it's only called food from food. Just like grapes. If you aim to eat the grapes, the mashkin that comes out as mutter, it's called a piece of the grape. So here also an egg that's edible, that you can eat it. When it comes out of the mother's stomach, it's not beklal zera of mashkin shezovum, but it's called rather uchla diafris. It's a piece of food. It's a piece of chicken now you're eating. So vadi will not eat it. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Ela, but Rabbi Yehuda talks back to the Rabbanin. Ela lididchu. But according to you, Rabbanin, you say no. You see even grapes. That's an oichum. The mashkana comes out as usur. So true, I understand, according to you. An egg. The first day that it's born on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to eat it today. Because according to you, even though it's called an oichum, even though a grape, you bought to eat it, but now when the juice comes out, you say there is a gzerum. So I understand why you say the egg that's born the first day Yom Tov, you can't eat it the first day Yom Tov. But my question to you is, oi delimius, you should at least agree to me, the Bishani Shari, on the second day Yom Tov, it should be mutter. Or that's Rabbi Yehuda saying, that when you have 2 days Yom Tov, the second day Yom Tov, the egg should be mutter. The Shtei Kedusha saying, because they said like two different Kedushas. In other words, it's a Sveika. Either the first day is Yom Tov, or the second day is Yom Tov, but not both of them. So therefore, since for sure one of them is Choyl, so by the second day, you should be allowed to eat this egg. That's what Rabbi Yehuda is arguing on the Rabbanan. In other words, if you're just saying, according to me, myself, Avada, the egg is you're allowed to eat even the first day. Because an egg, it doesn't have the Gzerah of Mashkin Shezovu. But the question is, according to you, Rabbanan, why do you say the egg is even also the second day? On the second day, for sure, it should be Mutter. On this, Rabbanan said back and said, no, V'yamrele Rabbanan. So Rabbanan answered back to Rabbi Yehuda, Loi, we argue on you. Kedusha Achasi is considered one long day. But Tuesday, 2 days Yom Tov is considered like one long day. Therefore, just like the egg that's born today, you're not allowed to eat it today, you can't eat it tomorrow either. Because tomorrow and today has like one long kedusha. It's not called like one day is choyl and one day is Yom Tov. We look as if both days are Yom Tov. Rashi says, kedusha akasi, v'loidom l'shar yom tovim, tahanech lav mishum sveika askin, diafizman besmit shoyosim oisim shnei yomim. Whereas here we're talking about now on Rosh Hashanah. We're not talking about a regular two-day Yom Tov that we keep Mitzvah Sveik of the Yomim. Here the Machlokes is on 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. The egg that's born the first day of Rosh Hashanah, are you allowed to eat this egg the second day Yom Tov? That's the Machlokes. That the Rabbanim say even the second day of Rosh Hashanah, you're not allowed to eat. And the Rabbanim swear is because Rosh Hashanah is different than other Yom Tovim. Rosh Hashanah is called like Yom Arich Tadami. It's like one long day, like Rashi said. The second day of Rosh Hashanah is not because it's a Sveik of the Yom. We don't know which day is Yom Tov. The Yaf is man Bezdin, even in Eretz Yisrael, when they had the Bezdin Agodol, they also sometimes used to have 2 days Rosh Hashanah. And then it wasn't a Sveik of the Yom, like then the Edom come, they know clearly which day is Yom Tov. What's the case, like we'll see the sugi later on the Fei, that in Bo Edom and Amin Chalamala, in the case that Edom came on Min HaMincha Chalamala, today really is Rosh Hashanah. But Bezdin didn't know about it yet, because no Edom came to Bezdin to tell them the Kiddush HaChodesh. Now today, on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, Edom came after Mincha. After they already bought the Talmud Shavein Abayim, and they already said the regular shear of the weekday, now Edom came to Bezdin to say, you know, we saw the Levana, and today is Rosh Hashanah. Could the Amin of Rosh Hashanah? So in such a case, the Rabbanan made a din like this, that today you have to be knowing Rosh Hashanah. But Bezdin is not going to be Mekadosh today until tomorrow. Right? Since today already passed by, that they brought the Talmud Shavein Abayim, and they didn't say the right shear, the Rabbanan didn't want it to go a whole day Rosh Hashanah without saying the right shir, so they're masakin, we have to keep the rest of today b'kedusha. Today is like Yom Tov. But really, which day is Yom Tov tomorrow? So even b'zman the Beis Hamikdash, the Rabbanan will masakin sometimes have 2 days Rosh Hashanah. Therefore, the Rabbanan hold that the 2 days Rosh Hashanah is not a sveik of the Yema, but has one long kedusha. That's why we hold halacha like that. Therefore, a second day Rosh Hashanah is more chomer than a regular second day of Yom Tov. All right, turn over.